The next quality attribute in our discussion is interoperability, because I picked this because heterogeneous systems and especially service-oriented architectures demand different interoperation between and data exchange between systems and parts from different providers. Therefore, interoperability is very important. If you look at the questions, we deal first with the definition and the goals and tactics, and then we deal with architectural patterns, especially in the end with one example. Let's start with the definition. Operability, that was one of the quality attributes of ISO, of the standard. It's about the degree to which two or more systems can usefully exchange meaningful information. So exchange is the important point here. Why are interfaces in a particular context? And the interfaces and the context, this is what is depending on the technology. And that depends on providers. No, this was wrong. That should be this way. So heterogeneous systems are quite typical, and therefore interoperability is important. The goals are to exchange the data and to interpret the data in the correct way. And the two important aspects that has to be solved is the discovery of the servers of the partners of a communication of an interoperation and of handling the response, the data, in a correct way. This is what we want to achieve. Let's start as usual. We start with a scenario, and in our case, I want to bring a special scenario sample that is explained here. There's a vehicle information system that is intended to be a heterogeneous system with parts of or onboard units of different providers that sends a current location to the traffic monitoring system. So we have the current location of one car, of one vehicle, and the traffic monitoring system is the other part. The traffic monitoring system combines this information with with a map, and then it broadcasts it to the client. What is intended, when it's a goal, is that the information is currently correctly included, and we want a high probability of 99.9%, which means only 0.1%, one thousand transmissions is allowed to fail. So if we put this into a scenario, this we already had this slide, therefore I jump back to 2.1 and take the things from there. We had this in our template. We have the source of the stimulus, this information system in our car. The stimulus, the location is set, and the artifact is the whole system, and the IO environment is its runtime. Response is then that the combination of the location information with other information is successful and it's correctly included, and there is again the measure. If we look over this in general, what would be the general answer? What are other options? So it's about discovery of data and of handling the response. therefore the exchange of the request. That's the important thing, and there could be other measures as well. So however, it's always we add this here. In general, is it percentage of correctly handled data? No, it should be other written otherwise. Correctly handled, or oh, that should be. I can move this a little bit. Let's move the speaker or move the. Yeah, we can move the speaker a little bit. Correctly handled data, and this is more or less the general meaning. We can revise a little bit. Okay. Now this was so far. This is the goal, and that was the definition of interoperability. And now let's switch to some tactics. The tactics are later in this slide set. It's here on slide with number 70. So the tactics are always about the general goal. We have a request for exchanging data, and in the result the request should be correctly handled. And what we have to do is twofold. We have to locate services or partners. So if they are not tightly directly connected, we have to locate them. So this is service discovery, or we have to manage the interfaces, to do some adaptation, for example, orchestration or tailoring might happen here. So you see, you notice there's not so much tactics. However, the heterogeneous interfaces need adapters, and this is usually some tools or similar. Now let's come to the go back to the question, and we go through some patterns. Yes, the next question is about patterns.